imminent danger because the alternate viewpoint is not being allowed to be expressed.
Yes.
If Mr. K has an alternate viewpoint which is different from what a majority of people here and maybe two people on the dais there have, he has every right to express his that opinion of his. And Mr. K, I don't think the 150 writers who seem to be jumping upon every statement that ministers make and creating a noise in the media are any different from the 400 Shiv Sainiks that are storming or maybe creating some ruckus out of their house. There is no difference between them and these 150 writers who are just rabble-rousing. Please allow everyone their freedom of expression and let's not have any paranoia here. Thank you so much.
Okay, at that point I said we will finish at 1:45. We will finish at 1:45 and everyone on the panel now has to respond. And it falls to Anupam. It's you, first of all, for a minute to respond. Please don't read out all your emails.
I have no expression to read out what
Mr. Bhagavat has
said. My response is that if you have freedom of expression of bullying me, I have the freedom of expression to convey what I want to say. I am from this bullying, it's alright. All debates are bullying that day. I entertain you only that day. I am from just broke down. The debate is on October 29th at 8 p.m. at Tata Theatre, etc. Freedom of expression speaking for. I said in the classical debate, the proposition has to be a definite statement. I am awaiting news from you. Hope it's positive. You will add a lot to the debate, Anil. I have problems with the connectivity, so it's best to reach me. I have come checked with Nick Goyen. He confirmed that we cannot have a negative in the preposition, and that is the subject of the debate. So please agree to do this debate as it is framed. In your opening remarks, you can say you wanted a change, etc. This is a heartfelt request. We have an absolute comfortable family. I said, will you be here tomorrow? Anupam, please keep that thumb up across. Hi, Anupam. Then he said, so the point is, okay.
What are they really proud for?
It's been an astonishing debate, is all I can say on any levels. But I would just like to remind Mr. Kohli about two phrases used by your government and your ministers. One talked about cultural pollution. Now, it's a very loaded term. Cultural pollution, what next? Cultural cleansing with all its implications. It was something that was very disturbing for a lot of people listening to what he had to say. The second is when you talked about no references being made to no one should be treated in a different way, not Muslims, not everybody is equal, blah, blah, blah. It sounds great. But again, it was one of your ministers who tried to pay a compliment to our President Kalam, saying, despite being a Muslim, may I remind you, what does that imply? I mean, I know you would love to be on our side as a civilized person, and you would actually be Dalwala, a great poet who also spoke up on behalf of protesting and right-thinking people across the world, not just writers and artists, who said that we may be toothless right now, but not a single person needs to be voiceless. And that is what is the most important message in any democracy. Use your voices.
Thank you. Don't go, because in 5 minutes' time we're going to be voting. Manjari, you have a minute.
Sure, the problem is not everyone may have the appropriate comments or the use of language that also might be a gift in some cases. So I think, you know, the sentiment inappropriate or conveyed because the inappropriate use of a word is not necessarily the intention of that. So I mean, I think, yes, he used an inappropriate word, he said it too, but I don't mean it. Could I check on that? The second point I want to make is, if I, with your advantage, on the awards, As a former writer, I can say, this would have made great TRP. This is better than a television show. Somebody should have recorded it on TV. But anyway, coming back to the substance, I think there's a point to be made also in the form of protest. Of course, everyone has their right to protest. There's nothing wrong with that. But then when you start returning awards, three or four unintended outcomes come. One of them is, are you not, in a sense, raising questions of the entire award process? You didn't judge yourself for an award. Somebody came in, gave you an award, that may be from the artist, whatever. Think about it. Somebody says, I want to return a punch sheet. You want to be going to say, why did they have a punch sheet? Which may be also a point of debate tomorrow. So I think we need to look at it from both sides. There can be a protest in a civilized society, why not? We protest also against things. There's a way of doing it. The last point I want to make is about the question of beef. Look, let's get this absolutely clear. You can't be entering anyone's kitchen to be demanding to see what you eat. At the same time, we can't be breaking the laws. There are, as you pointed out at the beginning of the debate, 24 states that have cow slaughter, which is part of the constitutional scheme, Article 44. So, buffalo is excluded. Now, I said at the beginning, our clerk is murder. You can't justify murder. How can you justify murder? But you have to apply uniformly, as the gentleman here said it. And last of it, I would say this was a new experience. Because I thought in the television panel, we only heard to the anchors. First time having an audience here. Thank you very much. I'll be better prepared on time for next time.
Friends, the issue is not which side wins in a debate like this. The issue is not which side wins in a debate like this. The issue is, how do we strengthen the basic character of our society and the basic freedoms granted to us by our constitution? You know, we have to be really proud that we are a free society, an open society, a democracy, and all of us, irrespective of which ideology we subscribe to, which party we support, we have to strengthen democracy. We have to set an example to the rest of the world. And for this reason, extremism and intolerance, whether it comes from this side or that side, whether it's Islamism or Hindutva, this must be condemned and they must be isolated. And therefore, the Prime Minister is a democratically elected Prime Minister, therefore it is his duty to listen to voices of dissent. And it is for this reason that he must improve, change the atmosphere that is there in the country. It's not my contention, it's not the contention of many people here that intolerance did not manifest itself in the past. Bad things did not happen in the past. Of course, they have the emergencies before us, but it is now the responsibility of the Prime Minister to change the atmosphere and get back to his own canvas of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas.
Right, I think it's fair to say that all of you, in one way or the other, have expressed yourselves this evening, even if I haven't heard anyone. So there has been a lot of freedom of expression, one way or the other. And I applaud you all for that. And as we heard from Nabi, this was a very great television debate. Maybe next time. I don't know what this will be, but let's try and do that. Let me now come to the vote. I'm going to do this in two stages, given we're not going to actually physically add up every single vote. What I want to do is, first of all, find out those who were for the motion at the beginning, who now moved against, from for to against. Please put up your orange card if you've changed your view and gone against. I can see 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10, 12, about 20, 25, 30. All right. 30 have gone against. Let me ask you, those who were against, who now moved from against to for, in other words, from orange to blue, can you put up your blue cards, please? All right, there are about 5 or 6, I think. No more. To 4. Right, now I'm going to ask you who wants to vote overall now against the motion, in other words, those with an orange card. Okay, we're going to have to make a subjective judgment.